Shalom to all. Today's office is Rishalmi Chal Daf Yod, and we're starting about the second line with the quote from the Mishnah Meister Shein of Hekdesh Shiniftu, and the Vilna Tzuras Daf is about a third of the way into Vav Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sara Bas Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah was mentioning a number of different things that are Chayv and Chal about Potter and Meister, and one of them was Meister Shein of Hekdesh Shiniftu. So Gemara tells us Reb Zeira quotes Reb Yosi, who quotes Reb Chaim Bar Ukva, and Reb Hillel Ben Hollis Matiba. He was inclined to say it. B'shem Reb Yuda Demin Hada. From this, meaning from this Mishnah, we learn the Meister Sheni Shigdim B'Shibalin. Everyone was mocked him. He preceded and separated Meister Sheni while it was still in its Shibalim stage, so it wasn't Chayv and Truma yet. Potter Mitruma Gedayla, it's Potter from Truma Gedayla. Basically, similar to the explanation of Meister Rishain that we had in the Mishnah yesterday, this is the same thing. Meister Sheni was separated before Truma and Meister Rishain, and which is teaching us that even once Meister Sheni is redeemed, it's Potter from Truma and Meister Rishain. Now, Rabbeinu suggested the following: Kamanda Amar Ein Kinechasav. This is only according to the Manda Amar. The Meister Sheni is not a person's personal possessions, it's not his Nechasim, it's Mamun Gavaya. So then in this case, we'd say it's Potter from Truma Meister. But according to the Mandar, the Meister Sheni is his possessions, it does belong to him, it's Mamun Hedyot, who Chayiv, it would be Chayiv in Truman Meister. And really, he responds to him, this is Reb Zeir, responds to Reb Yoinah, Ofanasavar Kain, I also hold the same thing. Continuing this, what comes out from here is that Hava Meister Rishon, that's a proper Girsa, when dealing with Meister Rishon, Hoyal Vachol Amun Moida Yashukin Chasov, since everyone agrees that Meister Rishon is his own property, it's Mamun Hedyot, Chayiv, so this produce is Chayiv in Meister Rishon. And this turns out that Hava Pliga, this is an argument. In other words, it must be Reb Zeir and Reb Yoinah argue with Reish Lakish from yesterday and hold that Meister Rishon Shekdim B'Shibalim is not Potter from Truma Gedayla, because Meister Rishon and Sheni have the same exact din, and therefore anything that's considered Mamun Hedyot, even though it was Ekdim B'Shibalim, it doesn't fall into this Ptur, the Pasuk that we had yesterday. They clearly argue with that Drasha and they hold that it's Chayiv. And based off what we just said, it turns out the Manda Amar Chayiv, according to the Manda Amrim, which again is Reb Zeir and Reb Yoinah, who hold that one would be Chayiv to separate Truma and Meister from here, Afilu Truma Shabai, even the Trumas Meister in this, Chayeves, one would be Chayiv to separate. Namely, if the Levi had Meister Sheni over here, for example, or it could be that he even has Meister Rishon, so not only does Truma have to be separated from the original thing that he received, but Truma also has to be separated from the Truma's Meister that he's giving to the Kayin, because there's still Zechiv to separate everything here. However, Mandar Potter, according to Reish Lakish from yesterday, who holds that this thing is Potter from Truma and Meister, because of the Pasuk that we had, Afilu Chulin Shabai, even the Meister Rishon itself, Peturin, is Potter from having anything separated from it, again, as we learned yesterday. And so now we ask, according to this new opinion of ours, Mandar Chayev, according to the one, that even when it was Ekdimu B'Shibalim, the fellow preceded and he separated the Meister Rishon or Meister Sheni too early while it was still in its stock stage and it's not Chayv yet in Truma. Asoi Truma's Meister al Makam Acher. Let's say the Levi had taken all this Meister Sheni or this Meister Rishon that he was given and he turned it into Truma's Meister for some other produce that he had elsewhere. What's the din? Do we say that it needs to have Truma separated? Or do we say no, since he already designated it as Truma's Meister, maybe it's not Chayv in Truma anymore? And what are the two sides of the coin? Ma'at Avila, what do you treat it like? Begadah Shenidma? Like a pile of grain that became aduma, we have to add in the word over here, oy, yod amud beis on top, be'isa shenidma, is it treated like a dough that became aduma? Let's explain this to tzadim, but before we do, let's remember that meduma is a mixture of truma and chulin, where there isn't enough chulin to be mevato the truma, so everything is treated like truma over here. And so on one hand, this meiser rishon or sheni, that was hikdimu b'shibalim, and the levi subsequently turned the entire thing into truma's meiser, maybe it should be treated like meduma, which is pater from chala, as we saw in our mishnah, and that's because the pasuk calls the act of separating chala, truma. And we learn from there that something already called Truma, such as Meduma, is Potter from Chala. This Meiser Rishon Shekdimu B'Shibalim, which was designated by the Levi as Truma's Meiser, since it's already Truma, perhaps he should be Potter from separating Truma Gedayla. Whereas on the other hand, we know that a Gadish, a regular pile of grain, which became Meduma, is still Chayv in the relevant Truma's Meisres, and doesn't become Potter just because some Truma fell inside. So maybe this Truma's Meiser is just like that, and it's still Chayv in Truma Gedayla. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ana B'Isa, I asked this question, and Rabbi Yeshia Amar, Rabbi Yeshia tells us, Ana B'Isa, I also asked this question. And the answer is that ma ben gadish shenidma le'isa shenidma. What's the difference between a pile of grain that became a doma and a dough that became a doma? And as much as that the following halachas apply, gadish shenidma at amar chayiv, a pile of grain that became a doma is still chayiv in trumas and maestras, whereas isa shenidma at amar patura, a dough that became a doma is now pata from chala. What's the difference between the two? So if Tanchuma answers b'shem ramchuna, gadish shenidma, a pile of grain that became a doma ad shaloi nidma, if before it became a doma, before the truma fell in, avar v'hifar shmenu truma, he was over and he separated Truma from it, even though it's not Chayv and Truma yet, but he separated Truma anyway. Harezu Truma, that's a proper Girsa. It is considered Truma. And since if Truma would have been separated beforehand, that would have been valid, just because now it's Meduma, that doesn't mean it loses its status of being Chayv and Truma. Whereas Isa Shenidma, a dough that became Meduma, Ad Shaloi Nidma, before it became Meduma, meaning while it was still flour, Avar V'Hefer Shemena Chala, if he was Ivar and he separated Chala from the flour, ain't a Chala, that's not considered Chala. You can't separate Chala from flour. And how do we know? We have a mission over there, which is later on. If a a person separates challah while it's still flour and it's not dough yet, ain't a challah, that's not considered challah, a gazel b'yad kayin, it's considered gazel by the kayin, and therefore when it becomes medumah before it has a chiv of challah, and then it becomes a dough, so it continues the status of not being chayv and challah. And now we have an answer to our question. When the Levi got meiser that was hekdimu b'shibalim, and he designated all of that as trumas meiser, since it was ready chayv and truma gedolah beforehand, so just because he designated it as trumas meiser, that doesn't make it lose its status as chayv and truma, and therefore we would compare it to the Gaddish case, and it's still chayiv. I continue to explain the Mishnah. We had said u'meiser ha'omer, the leftovers of the carbon omer, that's chayv and challah. As we had said, the omer starts out as three saw of barley, and the flour keeps on getting refined and sifted until there's only nasir sa'efa, and all the extra flour, the leftovers that didn't make it into the final omer batch, gets sold, and whoever buys it when he turns it into dough, he's chayv and challah. However, now the Gemara just tells us, Masisa deloik Rabbi Kiva, our Mishnah's alik Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva machayv b'challah u'b'meisres. Rabbi Kiva's machayv this flour, not only in challah, but also in meiser. We had said that it's chayv and challah b'pater meiser, and therefore Mishnah's alik Rabbi Kiva. We continue, our Mishnah had said, u'tivu shalai v'yashlish, grain that did not grow a third, according to the Chachamim, is chayv and challah b'pater from meiser. So the Gemara asks, matam d'rabbanin, and the answer is, nemar lechem b'pesach, nemar lechem b'challah. It says bread in regards to Pesach, and it says bread in regards to challah. Ma lechem shemar b'pesach, just like the bread that says in regards to Pesach, davrshu bali de matzah v'chametz, the bread that we're talking about in Pesach is referring to something that could become matzah and chametz, and that's what a person's yetzir is chiv of matzah with. Av lechem shemar b'challah, davrshu bali de matzah v'chametz. So to the bread that's being spoken about in regards to the chiv of challah is referring to something that can become matzah and chametz, and grain, even though it did not grow a third, can be turned into regular bread, and therefore it's chayv and challah. And so now the Gemara asks, my time is Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar had argued with Rabbanon and said that this grain that did not grow a third, not only is it not chayv and meiser, but it's also not chayv and challah. So where does he get this from? The answer is, the pasuk tells us, Ketrumas gairen came to rimu isa. And so we see that challah is being compared to regular truma. Ma trumas gairen mi peres shivu shlish. Just like in order to separate truma from regular produce, it has to have at least grown a third. Avzu mi peres shivu shlish. So to challah is only separated from a dough if that grain had grown a third. Ask Gemara Yud Alpha and Alpha on top. Veles Reb Lazar lechem lechem. Reb Lazar doesn't darshan this lechem lechem that we just had before. And the answer is that no. Ashkach tani b'shem Reb Lazar. It was found top beferush in a brayso like Reb Lazar. Ein chavas b'chala ve'ein adam yotze b'yedei chavas b'pesach. The grain that did not grow a third. Not only is a dough made from this not chayv and challah, but also one is not yotze his chiv of matzah with this on Pesach. As we see, Reb Lazar does not darshan lechem lechem. Therefore, no questions on him from this drasha. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.